Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So a huge mazel tov to the Rosh Kollel, Talmidi, Ahuvi, Yedid Nafshi, Talmud HaMachkem, Eslava, Reb Chaim, mazel tov. And we just had the tremendous simcha of a bris milah in Tanis Esther. The Gemara Darshan's a posik in Megillah Esther, Le'ehuda Moiso Oiro, Simcha, Sosan, V'yakor. Oyr is a Torah, Simcha is a Yomtev, Sosin is a Mila, V'yakor is a Tefillin. And Rashi explains, what do these four mitzvahs have to do with Megillah Esther? That the Goyim, Homan and Achashveish, were Goyzer against the Kiyum of these mitzvahs. So, in all the Shas Agzera that we commemorate, that we remember, it is always a combination of physical annihilation and murder and shmad, and also the ruchniyazik and isyonis. So the difference between Chanukah and Purim is, Chanukah was primarily, first and foremost, lashkicham torosecho v'lavira mechukar etzenecho. But in Midrash Chazal, we see that the Greeks, like the Romans, like the Babylonians, were achzorim, and they killed, and they mobbed, and they rampaged, and they tortured. But the Ikke Gzeira was Lashkicham Terasecho Lefir Mechukir Tzenecho. And Homan, it was the other way around. The Ikke Gzeira was Lahashmed La'arag Le'yabed, but they also were Geizer against Toiro, Yom Tev, Mila, and Tefillin. And when Bnei Yisrael was Zeuchet to the Neis of Mordechai Ve'Esther, it was also a salvation of Chizuk HaToiro, of Toiro, and one of the mitzvahs is Bris Mila. So Baruch Hashem is special schus and Tanis Esther to have Bris Milah. And Brocha, I talk in the name of the entire Kollel, Brocha to Reb Chaim. You should be able to continue L'Hagdol Torah U'Adiro. And Boruch Mort Chazeh Akotin Godel Yeah, I assume the name is after Rosh Hashiva, Hagona Boruch Mort Chazrachi. So Boruch Mort Chazeh Akotin should be like the greater Boruch Mort Chazeh. Should be a Marbitz Torah be Yisrael and a Godel be Yisrael, and you should have so much naches. So today we will be discussing a fascinating shaila, and I understand many dealt with this shaila, but this shaila came to me in three different directions, three different scenarios. Thousands of soldiers are up in the north. And it is a very strict regulation command that by night they could put on no light. The enemy should not be able to know where the soldiers are stationed. So there's a total blackout by nightfall. So they can't read Megillah by night. Would there be a heter to read the Megillah? Meplaga mincha tofresh sadik beisi foten dalid. Shechan Aruch says that b'shas hadchak one could read the Megillah meplaga mincha. And the Halacha that Shechan Aruch is dealing with is people that are fasting, and in normal circumstances, in normal years, Tana says there is Erev Purim, and a Choyla or a Zoken that can't wait so long with a fast, because he will need to wait till they read the Megillah in Shul, and he's locked up at home, and then they come home from Shul and read the Megillah again, so Yesh Mokum La'okol to read the Megillah Meplaga Mincha. Would that be heter this year, when Erev Purim is Shabbos Kodesh? Would there be a heter to read on Shabbos afternoon, Le'acha Plaga Mincha, to all those soldiers that would not be able to read the Megillah by night? I wrote a separate tshuva about soldiers that will have an opportunity to hear the Megillah or by night or by day, whether there is preference, day or night, but that is a topic we will not be discussing today. I want to speak about the question of Plaga Mincha. The other question, which is similar in nature, I was asked by a person that runs an old age home, and most of the elderly people who are very shvach can't be up by night, and they'll fall asleep. They can't be out after Tzeisik Echovim, and they definitely will not be able to listen to the Megillah late by night. Could we read the Megillah? Meplag HaMincha, once again, Shabbos afternoon. And just yesterday I got a question from America, a woman that is suffering some psychotic, neurological disorder, and she's terrified by the dark, and she goes to sleep every night before nightfall when it's still light outside, and she cannot be up after nightfall. Once again, would there be a heter to read the Megillah of Plaga Mincha? So in previous years, yes, to read the Megillah for a Plaga Mincha, would there be a heter this year? So a few years ago, in the era of COVID, and I said many times, these two periods are very different in their nature, but many of the shaylas are the same. Unusual times bring unusual shaylas that sometimes require unusual answers and responses. So I was asked by a choshevarov in Manchester a few years ago at the period of COVID. First day Rosh Hashanah, a person had COVID, and he was terrified. He wasn't feeling well. And he was afraid they're going to take him to the hospital. And as you all remember in those days, in the hospital, you were totally isolated, especially in Chutz Laaretz. So being in the hospital, second day Rosh Hashanah, he won't be able to hear shofar. The first day of Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. And he pleaded they should blow him shofar on Shabbos because he's afraid he's going to be taken to the hospital and he's not going to hear the shofar tomorrow. And who knows whether he'll make it, whether he'll survive. Maybe he'll never hear shofar again. So he very much wanted to hear shofar on Shabbos. So I said to this Rav, Yesuv Edaita overrides even a Malacha D'Uraisa. Ki a shofar chochma vein a Malacha, it's only in his Darabonan. But it should be explained to this person, he's a frum Jew, that if the Chochumim said no, then it's better not, that there's no merit in blowing shofar against Rotzen Chochumim. And you know, in Sefer Chassidus and the Or Sameach and many others say, they say in the name of the Vadicha Mitzadik, Chishev Nasas Mitzvah Benenes V'lo Yisoa Manu L'Kos Av Kili Yisoa. We blow Shofar, we don't know all the Kavonas. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu blows for us, he knows all the Kavonas better than anyone else. So we're better off when we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos than if we would. So putting all this aside, is there any room in Halacha to be makel? So in the tshuva I wrote, and it's printed in Shalosh HaTshuvos Michas Osher Korona Simen Peches, I wrote at great length about the Machlokes HaBikiveg and the Chalkes Yoyev, when a person blows shofar on Shabbos, is he mekayim the mitzvah diuraisa? HaBikiveg, in Drush V'Chidush. Nobody knows the Sefer anymore, Drush V'Chidush. I don't even know whether it's reprinted. Because today it is, you know, probably Mesuda in the Tshuves, in the Chedushim. Drush V'Chidush is a sefer that has no structure at all. Once upon a time, Gedolim wrote Sforim without any system, without any structure. They assumed, what do you need a structure? What do you need a Mafteich? You're going to get the sefer, you're going to learn it from A to Z, from page one till the end of the sefer. And no mafteach, no structure, but maroche ches, drush v'chidush. Rabbi Kivege says, even though Chachomim said no, but you're still makayim emitzid yuraisa. Chelkes Yoyev, tzadik tes, disagrees, and he says, according to Toysen Sukkot Av Gimel, imos yisuken lo kiyam to emitzid sekum yemecho, if a person is makayim emitzid yuraisa, shalor lefitik nuchazal, afilu diuraisa ein biyode, afilu diuraisa lo kiyam. There's a Sefer Eishel Avrom. So how many Eishel Avroms does everybody know? Everybody knows the Prima Godem Eishel Avrom. Many people know who is Eishel Avrom number two? The Buchacher. Eishel Avrom number three, also a very important Sefer. 200 years ago and more, Rabbi Avrom Oppenheimer, Shulchan Aruch Rechaim, Simen Tov Reish, and he is Mesupet. A person that blew Shofar first day Rosh Hashanah Shechalibi is Meshabbos, would he say Shechiyonu the second day Rosh Hashanah when he blows Shofar? Would he say Shechiyonu? And l'chore, it's a mitle talia and the machloikas of Bikiveiga and the chelkas yayav. But I say no. I don't think this machloikas really has any practical implications. What is the mitzvah de pshita? If you blow Shofar Shabbos and you say Birchas, a mitzvah is a bruch ala v'tola. Because Birchas a mitzvah de Rabbonan, and Rabbonan said no. So you can't say Birchas a mitzvah de Rabbanan and a mitzvah that is against the Tzoyin Chachomim. And for the same reason, I say, of course you say Shechiyonu tomorrow, because your Shechiyonu yesterday was a bruch levatola. Because all bruchas are the Rabbanan, and if Chachomim say no, then you can't say a bruch. And if your yesterday Shechiyonu was a bruch levatola, then you say one tomorrow. But anyway, the Iker Shaila is based on Divrei Haran in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei. The Ran asks, and many Israelim ask this question, and there are various different terutzim, but the Ran asks, why don't we find the Gzeir Hashem Yevarein and Daladam Shur Salab by Mila B'Shabbos? Mila Shechali is B'Shabbos. Shem Yikasak and Shur Mila. So there were guys on Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Why not Mila? And the Ran says, the Gzeir is only by a mitzvah shahakal trudembo. Everybody is busy with the mitzvah. It's counterintuitive, this war. But if it's a yochid, then his neighbors, his children, everybody will remind him. You know, it's Shabbos. You can't take a second Shalmira b'shus harabim. So, if we're dealing with a yochid, maybe there is no gzeira shemi yavaren, or nobody will show for Shabbos. But if this person is terrified, and he's afraid he's going to miss the mitzvah of shofar, maybe there is a mokum lahokum. Shal shetulis mimamakim, chelik dalet simen hay. Whenever I mention the sefer, I must give some background. Rabbi Ephraim Ashri was a Godel B'Torah, and he was a great Talmud Chochem in Ghetto Kovno. And Shailis used to come to him, and he used to scribble his tshuva and Mara Mekoyimus based on his memory on little pieces of scrap paper, and buried those little pieces of paper under the post of the barbed wire fence surrounding the ghetto, hoping that if B'Syata D'Shmai he will survive, he will try to retrieve those little notes and develop them into a Sefer Shalas Yitzchuvis. B'chazdei Hashem, he prevailed, he survived, and he retrieved many of his notes, and he printed 5 Chalukim Shalas Yitzchuvis Mimamakim. K'shem HaSefer Kein Hu, Mimamakim K'rasichu Hashem. And in Chelik Dalet Siman Hei, he tells an amazing story, Tovshin Gimel. First day Sukkot fell on Shabbos. And somebody arrived from outside the ghetto, and he had Dalad Minim. And people were so moved and so excited, and they broke out crying. But he said he needs to leave in the afternoon. He's not going to be here tomorrow morning. And so many people came to ask Rav Ashri, should we be Mekayim Mitzvahs Lulav? We didn't dream we'll have a Lulav. And who knows, maybe it's the last opportunity in our lifetime to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Lulav. It was Shabbos. And Rav Ashri says he was at loss. He didn't know what to pasken. So, ochas beperach hashtika. He didn't say anything. And he said, people were standing in line and they made a brocha and they were noit lulav besukkah shechalias b'shabes. After Yom Tov, he went to ask the Dvar Avraham. Kovne Rav was in the ghetto. But he was ill, he was bedridden. So they couldn't ask him in real time. But b'diyeved, he went to ask the Dvar Avraham. And he told the Dvar Avraham that hundreds of people shook the lulav, and they said a brocha. And the Dvar Avraham said, they were right. In such circumstances, Chazal weren't goyes of Shem Yevarenu Daladam Shur Sarab. So this Rav in Manchester said, maybe the same would apply in our case. So to me it's a pshitis, you know, if they were come to ask me b'diyeved, I would also say the same. Because those Sebrachan Eden took that lulav with such pure intentions, why break their heart even further? B'diyeved, it's not going to happen again, so you don't need to, sometimes we're afraid to give a psak b'diyeved because next year they're going to do it l'chatchila. It's not going to happen again. We hope it'll never, ever happen again. So why not be mechazik Eden? I even say more than this. Maybe the nachas ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the heavens, from that netilas lulav be'isur, alavai, once in a lifetime, we should be makayim the mitzvah lulav and make such a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because many times I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not bound by any rules. Gzeir Hashem Yevaren is for us. It doesn't bind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think the Nachas Ruach, when that lulav came up in Shemayim to the Kisei HaKavod, Sebrachanayim, clinging to their Amunah, being Mekayim, instead of throwing the lulav out of the window, Mesiras Nefesh, to be Mekayim, a mitzvah, the lulav, with the Sebrachan hearts, You know, I become emotional just thinking about it, that I'm choking up. So I think, not only would I encourage them be the Yeved, but I would not give a psak lechatchila that this is what you should do, and I'm confident that neither would the Dvar Avram say that that is the heter. But be the Yeved, of course I would encourage them. So that's the story of the Dvar Avram, and I don't think we could learn any halacha ledayis from the Dvar Avram, and I also think that the circumstances are not the same. So regarding that story, Legabet Kiya Shoifar, I said once again, if it's Yesuvedaita is Mata Rachile B'Yom Kippurim, it's Mata Isaskil, it's Mata Kores, definitely it's Mata and this is the Rabbonah, Exerish Amiyavar Enoi, but it's not the right thing. It's not the right thing because Chazal Asur, then it's Osur. And there's no point in being Mekayim a Mitzvah Neged Divrei Chazal. So one question we mentioned was Shoifer, and the other one is Lulav, the story of the Mamakim, Tovshin Gimel in Ghetto Kovno. The story with Shoifer, Tovshin Ayintes, when was it? Pei Aleph? Tovshin Pei Aleph in Manchester. But now we come to Mikro Megillah. So would there be room arguing, according to the Ran, that the Gzeira is only when all the people are busy with the mitzvah, but if it's a chidim, then there is no Gzeira of Shami Avarenoi. So would it be reasonable to argue in the three cases that we mentioned when it's only a chidim? Well, soldiers up north are not exactly a chidim, but still, it's not Klal Yisrael. It's a very limited number of people. People in a Moshe Zakenim, which is a far smaller number of people, or that woman somewhere in America who was Mamisha Yochad. Maybe B'chiyai Gavna there would be no use of Shemi Yavarenoi. The most important source is the Mogen Avraham and Tofresh Tzadik Beis. Siv Daled, when the Mechaber says, V'shas Atchak, you could be Yoytze Megillah Meplaga Mincha. Mogen Avraham Siv Kondvov says, L'choy Ruhudin B'Shabbos. But B'Shabbos is an Issa of Shemi Averenoi, the Tekon of Rabbe. So the Mogen Avraham clearly says, even though we're dealing with a special case, a Shas Adchak, sick people, elderly people, there is no room to be Mekel, Lacha Plaga Mincha, because it's Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos, there is no Mikra Megillah. Prima Godim explains the Mogen Avraham V'maskim L'dvarov. Livu Sheisrad, explains the Mogen Avraham, Maskim Ledvarov. Rabbi Frankel writes in his Agos Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, Tzorech Yun, Lefi Divrei Aram. But he doesn't disagree with the Mogen Avraham. He writes, Tzorech Loimar, as was a pshitas to me when I wrote that tshuva regarding Tkiyas Shoifer. All the Ran means to say, Lama Loi Gazro B'Mila, Aval Kishe Gazro Loi Plug. And there's no room to say that by Shoifer, Megillah, or Lulav, Kishagazo Chachomim, that you should not blow Shoifer, you should not take Levar, and there's no Mikra Megillah. There's no room to say there's a difference between a Yochad and a Tzibur. And how big is that Tzibur? Is it everyone? Not everyone. Loi Plug. And Loi Plug is one of the most fundamental rules that we find by Tikkuni Chazal. So, is there any room for leniency? Chasam Sofer. Chubas Chasam Sofer Kuf Tzadakei quotes what he wrote in Tufresh Peiches. There's a Chubas Shevet Alei V'Chelik Hei. And he deals with a similar question, and he brings a Bor Frankel, and he doesn't bring the Chasam Sofer, which is a big chiddush to me, because I knew Rav Ozner very well. And besides his amazing Bekiyas Bekol Chalkatoir, he was a special Bekiyas Chasam Sofer. He had a special feeling for the Chasam Sofer. And it was a book in Nivra B'Divra Chasam Sofer. And it's interesting he doesn't quote the Chasam Sofer because the Chasam Sofer is not on the spot. The Mogen Avraham is Tofresh Tzadik Beis and the Chasam Sofer is Tofresh Peches. But the Chasam Sofer once again is in the Tshuvas or Chaim Kuf Tzadik Hei. And the Chasam Sofer writes Tzorech Yen Ala Mogen Avraham. Maybe for Yechidim there would be no Isser. But once again, he doesn't paskin against the Mugen Avraham. It's not a psak. He writes it b'derech ha'ora v'tzorech yun. He does not write the svora pshuto of loy plug, like Rabbi Frankel writes. But when a godel writes tzorech yun on a Mugen Avraham, it doesn't mean that we have a psak that disagrees with the Mugen Avraham. Before the bris, or right after the bris, the Rav and the Rosh HaKoyl, we have one Rosh HaKoyl and we have a double, the Rav and the Rosh HaKoyl, Rabbi Kiva, showed me the Netziv. And I looked into the Netziv. Hamek Shala, She'ilta Samech Zayin. The Netziv also doesn't paskin against the Mugen Avraham. But he writes, Svora Mechudeshes Ad Lema'od, that the Ike Gzeira of Shem Yavirenoi is Nafka Mishum Megillah Diyoim. Because everybody is busy with the Megillah B'yoyim. But Balailo, Shelo Shechicho Letzeis, maybe they weren't Geizel, Shem Yavirenoi. He doesn't quote the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, so I don't know what he means. Does he mean similar to the Ran? So why weren't they Geizel Balailo? Because many people stay at home. So maybe he means to say, if all the people are Mekayim HaMitzvah, some of them might have this mistake. But if less people are Mekayim the Mitzvah, we don't need to be choishes that somebody will have a mistake. If we find one fool out of 1,000, maybe we don't need to be choishes one fool out of 100. So maybe that's the svar of the Netziv. So there were choishes, Shemi Averenoi, if anybody is busy, but if less people are busy, they're not choishes. Or maybe, does he mean because there are less, I don't know. But that is a svara klusha to be doich of the Mugen Avraham that is agreed upon by all the achroinim, and to be mater, exeris rachomim, yenir a svara alimto. So I don't know exactly what he means because lo shchicha letzeis balaila, we assume that thousands of people left their homes to be mekayim Megillah Delilah, maybe somewhat less than in the morning. Tosis writes, Ikepesu Menises in the morning. So obviously in the morning more people came to hear the Megillah than by night. But probably by night also, most of the people came out to be Mekayim, Mitzvah Hashuva, Pesu Menisa. So probably there were many people. So I don't know exactly what the Svar of the Netziv is, but he as well is not choylek on the Mugen Avraham. And when you write pilpul lakan velakan, that is not a source for psak. And besides the fact that we have a Mugen Avraham, when you're mekel keneged gzeres rachumim, you need a raya. And it's not enough to have an argument. You need a raya. Chachumim asru, Likra Megillah v'Shavus Shem Yaveren. If you want to be Mekel, you need a compelling argument and you need Raya, not just a Svara Ba'alma. And this brings us to the last dilemma, which is also very interesting. Cheshek Shloima Hagos Megillah Dafei. The Cheshek Shloima is Reb Shloima Koyen Mevilna. He was the Av Beis Din in Vilna, brother of Reb Tzal Koyen. They were the Gedolim in Vilna more than 100 years ago, 150 years ago, and the Cheshek Shloime has a gewaldige chiddush, and he writes, a kotten that becomes bar mitzvah, Purim HaMeshulash on Shabbos, needs to read the Megillah on Shabbos. And why is that? Everybody read yesterday, and so did he. But yesterday, he was a kotten, he wasn't a bar chiyuva. Shabbos is a bar chiyuva. And Purim is Shabbos. Yudalit is Shabbos. And therefore, Tezvav is Shabbos. We're talking about Purim the Meshulash. And therefore, he needs to read the Megillah on Shabbos. What about Shem Yevarenoi? Because it's Yechidim, there is no Gzeres Shem Yevarenoi based on the Ran. But the Cheshek Shloim has all the others I've mentioned says, Ach yesh Shloim are deloy pluk chachamim. And when there were geyser, the Gzeir is across the board. And this is such a svara pshuta, like Rabbi Frankel writes, Lagabe choyle v'zoken, meplaga mincha. He writes the same Lagabe bar mitzvah. I think he primarily wrote this because it's a gewaldige chab. It's a nice chiddush. Yesterday was a cotton. But Megillah is only the Rabbanon. Yesterday was a Trey the Rabbanon. Today is a Chad the Rabbanon. Just like a Trey the Rabbanon isn't Moitzah Chad the Rabbanon, he's not Yoitzu with his Megillah yesterday because he was a Trey the Rabbanon. Shabbos is a Chad the Rabbanon. But I don't think he's serious about it. And he himself writes, Yesh Loimar Deloi Plug. So, in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, who was Hungarian Rav that came to Yerushalayim, he writes, Shomati Machasni, Pinchas, I don't remember what his name, that he heard that the Mshele Diskan Paskin, that Ktanim, that become Bar Mitzvah, Shabbos, Purim the Mishonesh, need to read on Shabbos. And Rav Schlesinger disagrees, and he writes the same Svara, as I mentioned before. But he quotes Rav Shele Diskin. Could we rely on this psak? Would our situation be similar to a cotton? I think by a cotton, the chiddush is far greater than in our situation. Because he heard the Megillah yesterday. Mechiteisa, again. Trei de Rabbonin, Chad de Rabbonin, against Tikkun Chazal. Eid Mepi Ed is not kosher Eidus. So he heard from his son-in-law that Lepshulei Paskin, that means nothing. Tzitzah Kodesh writes that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld Paskin the same psak. So we have two Gedol Yerushalayim. Lepshulei Diskin, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld. And Rabbi Zonneveld didn't bring that on. And he brings source number three, Beit Sedaf Yud Ches. So, if a kli is nitme biyamtiv, mutelat bila biyamtiv. Because, teme biyamtiv lo shchicha. Dovid lo shchiach, they weren't choshe shemi etaltu b'shusarabim. So he says, maybe we could compare the gzera of shofar Megillah and lulav to the isa of tfilis kerem and yamtiv bekerem shen miyarev yamtiv. Sofo shel dovar. I was not makel in all these three circumstances to read Megillah Balayla. If a person is an oynes, he's an oynes, and he's potter. Oynes echmona patre. So soldiers definitely can't break the rules and endanger themselves and others, and they must uphold the protocol. So they're going to be yoytze tomorrow morning. So one of the shurim I gave in this period is, if one needs to choose between Megillah Delilah and Megillah Deyoyim, which one is preferable? And I gave an entire shiur, and I wrote a tshuva about this, because this is once again a shaila that we dealt with in the COVID period, when hundreds of people were locked up at homes, thousands even, the ill, and does anybody still remember what is bidud? The mevudadim, that's history. And many people were afraid to go into their homes. They might be infected. So there were some tzaddikim that volunteered to go mebayis lebayis, but they couldn't promise to come by night and by day. So many people had to choose which Megillah do you want, and the same now with tens of thousands of soldiers in active duty. So I wrote about this, and Rab Chaim, in the very same day, Shehichnas Benoile Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu was Torech to send me an Orcha Shulchan, which I wasn't aware of, and Yashar Koyach. So, if you're an Oynes by night, Mekol Sibish Shehi, and I was Malal Shulchan Aruch on three different scenarios, Oynes Echmona Patrei, and all these people will be Yisra Megillah by day, and there's nothing more they could do. So the Sosemis wants to be Machadish. If you are an Oynes and you couldn't read the Megillah by night, you need to read it twice by day, Litashlumin. And, no, there is no Tashlumin by Mikra Megillah. It's a Gevaldige Chiddush, the Sosemis writes, and he quotes that the Berkat Yosef brings it from someone, and he rejects it. I just saw Berkat Yosef here. Could I maybe have the Berkat Yosef? I would like to see it. And, but I was not Matir Mikra Megillah B'Shabbos, because We never heard of Mikra Megillah B'Shabbos. So, a comment which is something I shared with you many, many times. It depends how we define Ben Hashmoshes, and that is the sugya we're dealing with. So, when I agreed to say the Shir today, Rabbi Einish told me we're learning Amir Anachri. Young Light would like to hear something about Amir Anachri, so he said maybe I should deal with a question whether we can ask a goy to read the Megillah for after Plaga Mincha to be Moisi others, and that would be Purim Torah. So that's a very nice shaila for Purim. So fundamentally, I think, if we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And if you can't read the Megillah in a proper time, then you can't read the Megillah. And Chishev Lassas Mitzvah V'Nenes V'Lo Yassoh Mala Ol Nakosov Ki Ilu Asoh. So, so I assume, maybe I don't remember correctly, that Kriyas HaMegillah is Tov Reish Pei Tes. Rabbanish, can I ask him, maybe you find the Bikur, the Beki Yosef? So, Aloha Lamaisa, I don't think there is room to be Mekel, Mikra, Megillah, V'yom. So what I wanted to say is this. Corona is once in a lifetime. A woman that can be up after nightfall is extremely not shachiach. War is war, and a blackout by war is not something we would expect the Rashba or the Ran or the Beis Yosef to deal with. But a bar mitzvah in Purim HaMeshulish happens all the time. And the mere fact that Miyamois Chazal Ad Yumeinu, nobody came up with a chiddush that a bar mitzvah boy who becomes bar mitzvah Shabbos needs to read the Megillah on Shabbos, is enough to prove that this is not a halacha. And this is a fundamental approach to Psak that I shared so many times. If a halacha is a mitzvah de shchicha, and we would expect all the major poiskim, Mir Mei Chazal, and Yumeinu, to deal with the question of a mitzvah boy that becomes a mitzvah on Shabbos, and everybody read the Megillah on Friday, would he read the Megillah on Shabbos? If nobody says yes, then the conclusion is no. So I was not Michael in Mikra Megillah in all the three circumstances that I mentioned. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I do not see in the Birkei Yosef what the Svesemis. Yes, I do, in the second part. So the Birkei Yosef was asked by one of the Gedolim of his period, whether there's tashlumin, if somebody skipped Megillah by night, and yes, and he clearly says there is no tashlumin, einoy doim ala tefillah. So, this is an interesting question, and we're oisik ben yonah deyoyme. So what I want to share with you is something I spoke about many times. We all know how important minhagi Yisrael are, and how we're makpid on minhagim. And I wrote at great length in my svarim, some were printed and some were not printed yet, about the importance of minhagim. Twice in Shas, Chazal say, menolai, that minhag has substance, that minhagim are important. Al tito ishtoira semecho, in chunan and in psochim. But there's one minhag from minhagi Purim that Baruch Hashem nobody keeps today. And I say Baruch Hashem, it's very good that nobody holds this minig. And this is a minig that is not brought in the Poiskim, only once in Shas and Nedre Mem Dalet, Mashvarte de Puraya. And Rashi writes, what's the story of Mashvarte de Puraya? The kids used to dig pits and light fire in those pits, and then the kids, children, used to jump over the fire. And what shaykhes does that have with Purim? We wonder. I mean, what's a shaykhes? Why would that be Meshvarte de Puraya? What's the source? What's the idea? Velibi Oymari. Hodor ki bluhu biyamea cheshveirish ma'ahavas aneis. Medua Rabbi Leoraisa. The Gemara says, the Eden might argue, kofale hakigiyas. We were an oynes. We didn't really, we weren't up to it. But Tosfos asks, Shabbos Pei Zayin, but in the same blood Gemara, Chazal say, B'shoshek Dimi Yisro Nasar Nishma Yordu, Samech Ribe Malach HaShoros Vel Bishem Shnei Ksorim. So, what about Kabbalah Satayra? Was it coercion? Were they imposed? Or were they out of free will? Chazal say, Kofalai Marki Gingis, on the other hand, B'shoshek Dimi Yisro Nasar Nishma. So Tosfos says, Kofel HaMekigis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol was afraid, can't say the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid, but Kachos what it says, that when the Yidin will see the Eisha Gedoyla, they might regret, and they might turn back. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is a point of no retreat. There is no way back. There's no way back. Kofel HaMekigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choshesh. When they're going to see the fire, they'll retract. And I always say, so let's check what happened when they did see the fire. How did they respond? So on Parshas Veschanan, the Pesuk says, Vehinei ha'har boyer be'esh, choshech onan v'yarofal. And then what's the Pesuk say? V'tikrovun v'tamdun tachas ha'har. Nobody looked for cover. Nobody tried to run away. They actually saw the fire. And it was a terrifying sight, because usually when you have a big fire, there's a lot of light. On one hand, Har Boya Be'esh. The other hand, Choshech Onon V'Yarofon. Ulitifartem Shel Yisrael. Nobody wanted out. They all pushed in. V'tikrovun, V'tamed, V'tachzar. V'hem Tuku L'Roglecho. Rashi writes, L'Shifchom Shel Yisrael. Tuku L'Roglecho Toich. They wanted to be under that mountain. And in my shul, by the minig of Kol HaNa'orim, I always say, what's the source of the minig Kol HaNa'orim? We spread out a talus and everybody pulls that talus. He wants to be sure that he and his children are under the talus. That's a zecha l'kufa aleim ha'akigiyas. V'tikrovun v'tamdun tachzar. And I could see and I imagine everybody pulling the mountain just to be sure that he's under the mountain, and the mountain almost fell apart. It almost disintegrated, like the talisim. Everybody pulls the talis and the talisim fall and become detached. That's a zecha, kofan ha'makigiyas. So how did the Jews respond when they saw that fire? Nobody ran away. V'tikravun v'tamdun tachasah. And that is the minig. Kids, put on fires, jump over the fire. We weren't afraid of fire then, and we're not afraid of the fire now. This is what we want. And Kabbalah Sotera was Marotzon, Ma'ahavo. And that's a Zecher, Lehinei Ha'har Boya Be'esh. Kodesh Baruch was afraid they might run away, they might regret. No. We weren't afraid, we weren't intimidated by the fire then, we're not intimidated by the fire now. Yes, It's not easy to keep Tariag Mitzvahs, but this is what we want, and we'll do our best. And they rededicated, and rededevoted themselves to Kabbalas HaTorah b'Yemei Mordechai.
Kol HaLashon.
And it was a new Kabbalas HaTorah. So, these days, Yemei Purim should be a renewal of Hodor Kibluhu b'Yemei Achashverosh. Metorech Ahavas Aneis, Metorech Simchas Aneis. And as we know from Sifrei Kodesh, the Ramchal writes it, Kama v'kama po'omem in Derech Hashem and in others form, and the Kedushas Levi, our Yomim Tovim are not days of nostalgia, not days in which we remember events that are long gone. Nothing is gone. By us, the past is never past. And Yemei Achag are days of Chilush HaMa'oris, and all the Shefa Eloki that they had, this all comes back every year. So, Hodo Kiblu B'mei Chashverosh also needs to come back every year. All the Pchinas come back every year. So in these days, when we rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nizim, Hodor Kiblu B'mei Chashverosh, and we need to redevote ourselves La'avis Torah, La'asmoda B'Torah, La'simchas HaTorah, V'ashreinu Ma'atoiv Chalkeinu. So, in today's shiur, I mentioned they started the shiur with the dilemma that many soldiers have. So we are still in the middle of this terrible war. So there's an organization that printed a little minchasosha that fits into the soldiers' gear. And thousands of soldiers since then have been learning, and it's a big schus for me, learning minchasosha. So they printed a sefer in Bereshis, and they asked me permission to print Shemois. I say, I give no permission, because I hope that by the time Shemois will come, the war will be over. To our dismay, Shemois came, Shemois left, and the war is not yet over. So before Hanukkah, I once again said, I don't want you to print such a sefer on Hanukkah because I hope the war will be over. Hanukkah came, Hanukkah left. We're Erev Purim, so they printed a sefer on Purim. I hope they will never print one on Bamidbar, at least, and definitely not on Devarim. We all hope and we all daven that this war should finally be over, and no more Yiddish Kinderlech will be dying and badly injured, and no more broken families. So, B'Yemei Purim, this Vesema says that everything comes back, and this Gula of Enafoichu also comes back every year. And Mapolas HaMolek, every year, as Mesugal writes this for Semis. So let us hope that we will finally see in these days of Purim, Nisim and Eflois, when Afoichu Asher Yishlu to HaYehudim Heimu B'Soneihem, and we should be able to come back to normal Shilas. Not the strange ones. Normal Shilas that we deal with, normal circumstances, V'yemei Shalom, and we should be Zoichat and Nisim and Nefloys, V'kodesh Baruch Hu Yerachim al Amo Yisroel, V'lo Yishom Ha'oit Shoit V'Shevar, and only B'Seres Toiv, so many families will have difficulty with Simchas Purim, families, thousands of families that have lost loved ones and young children and young soldiers, and Nebuchadnezzar's families who don't even know what's happening with their Kroivim, with their loved ones who are still hostages. Kodesh Baruch Yerachim, and Kol Beis Yisrael should be able to be Mekayim Simchas Purim. Hu Rachamon, Hu Yaseh Lanu, Nisim V'Neflois, Keshem Shosiso L'Avisenu B'Yom HaMahim U'Bizman HaZeh. We should be Zeichel to be as Goel Tzedek B'Mehele V'Yemeni Woman. So I want to invite you all to my house on Purim. Leil Purim, my Talmidim come together. Throughout the day, open door, anybody that comes. I do not mean to say that I expect you to make an effort. I know transportation is so difficult. So I don't request that anybody comes, but if anybody does come, I will be extremely happy to see you. We should be able always to be sameach together, b'simchas HaTorah, b'simchas HaMitzvah. And listig Purim, lo nu v'lekol beis Yisrael.
Kol HaLashon. A whole world of quality content.